There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Here we go. Midday Mobile, glad to have you here on this little Friday, Friday Eve edition of the show. People call this day Thursday. Glad you're along. Mallory Piping text line already piping up at 343-0106, 343-0106, also for phone calls. And my constant reminder, too, you could use the FM Talk 106.5 app to leave us one of those talkback messages as well. All right. You know what? As we get started, I'm about to get my buddy and our first guest of the hour on. But I will say this on the text line. Terry says on the Mallory Piping text line, what? No live broadcast from the massive May Day protest in our own Bienville Square. The crowd is massive. It might even be in the tens. Well, Terry, you know, I'm very familiar with it being May Day because today is also, that's right, our birthday here at FM Talk 106.5. So it's, yeah, we are 16 as of today. And Terry, you know I'm smart aleck. We'll use that term, smart aleck, even here at 52. So when I launched the station when I was 36, you imagine the smart aleckiness of me. I'd already had everything ready to go for the station about 2 weeks, 10 days, 2 weeks beforehand, as so far in the, I knew it was some time. And I specifically picked May 1st to launch the station because I'm a smart aleck. So yes, we launched the station. The birthday of FM Talk 106.5 is on May 1st, or the International High Holy Holiday for the Communist of May Day. So there you go. There's a reason to it. And it is our birthday. And by the way, Leanna has it up on the Facebook page. And people say, well, what do you want for your station's birthday? Love for you to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. That's what we want for our birthday around here. But we'll talk more about that coming up. All right. Here he is. Without further ado, and there's been a lot of ados, my buddy Cameron Smith. Hey, man.
Hey, the station can drive now, Sean.
I know, not well. Awesome. Not well. And the station has to go borrow one of our cars, you know, but yeah, they can drive. If we're going to send them to go get groceries, remember all the stuff? Remember the labors of Hercules? Maybe it's lost on some of the younger generation, but it was such a big deal to get a driver's license back then. I would agree to run errands for anything to be allowed to drive.
Yeah, absolutely. The day I turned 16, this is a new thing. That kids are turning 16 and not getting their driver's license.
Yep.
They're kind of like playing it chill. And I'm like, this concept is lost on me. The day I turned 16, I got my license and man, I was hell on wheels. And now I get great questions from my teenagers like, hey, is that like red light, like a hard stop or more like a suggestion?
It's because they've been riding with you.
Yeah, they're like, you know, you like roll through it. Is that cool? And I'm like, well, it means that there's a police officer there.
I mean, we probably do a whole hour on the changes to the driving thing. But I do remember that like, if my parents would say, well, I don't think we have enough milk for the mashed potatoes. I'll go because, I mean, you know, as soon as I could get in. You know, I could never drive dad's car as a company car, but mom's car or the pickup, I'd get in there, have the cassette for Appetite for Destruction for Guns N' Roses on, and I'd be rocking my way the whole way to the Albertsons or wherever I was going to get groceries. So, yeah, that's we're going to send the station on some errands here to do that. All right, lead off question here. You actually texted this to me. You want to see my knuckle tattoos? Well, I don't have them, but if I did, mine would read out ROLL. And then skip a thumb, and then next hand, TIDE, That's got to exist out there. Somebody's got to have Roll Tide knuckle tattoos out there. I don't know if that makes me a member of a gang, though.
Yeah, the whole issue of Mr. Abrego Garcia's knuckles and what they mean and what's actually on them. The Trump interview, I guess it was the end of last week, beginning of this week.
The ABC one.
The ABC interview where it was so bizarre because what was pretty clearly, we've already had this dust up a couple weeks ago. The Department of Justice released a picture of Mr. Abrego Garcia's knuckles. He had some tattoos. And it was pretty clearly photoshopped over the top, MS-13. But it wasn't to try to act like that was on his fingers. It was an explainer. Like, that was pretty clearly obvious to everybody. Well, this is what these tattoos mean. Okay, fine. That we had that kerfluffle. Then fast forward to this ABC interview with President Trump, and he decides to argue very intentionally and repeatedly, no, that was not Photoshopped. He actually has the Arial font MS-13 above these tattoos on his knuckles and would not let it go. And it's that kind of stuff that I just have questions about. Like, what's the point? Why are we doing this? There are so many things that Trump's winning on right now with, for example, immigration enforcement, pressing reset on the federal bureaucracy. Why don't we create headlines in a space where nobody's actually confused? And then Trump's sitting there arguing, no, he has the literal MS-13 tattooed in Arial font above his tattoos as well. I don't get it.
Listen, this has been going on, different versions of this a long time. I will say, you know, this thing I offer to elected officials out there, there's an amazing thing if you screwed something up. I think so. Maybe I'm wrong, but the way my mind works, if somebody did that and say, man, I got a bad image on that, that's not true. This guy's still a, you know, we believe a gang member, right, and he's beaten his wife and he's in the country illegally. We screwed that one up. That didn't mean that, but he's still a bad dude. Then you leave the reporter with nothing. Then they got to go, okay, next question. Just say, I'm sorry, we got that wrong.
Right. And this stuff doesn't actually help Trump. It doesn't help him.
But it gives handles for the people that hate on him, right? It gives them handles. Sometimes I'm like, why are you attaching a handle to yourself? You don't have to. You're winning this. Keep winning.
Yeah. And it's what I call an unforced error, because it's not just Trump, right? Like, it's everyone else who supports Trump, every other senator or congressman. The media then goes and says, you know what? Why did he lie about the knuckles of Mr. Abrego Garcia? And that's not a question anybody wants to answer. They're like, well, he misspoke, he did this. But it's explaining something that occupies space but has no net benefit to what the president's trying to do, what anybody else is trying to do. And you know, while we're on the subject of unforced silliness, did you know that Congress so far in the 119th session has only successfully managed to enact 5 laws?
I did not know. That's our count now since they gaveled in January, I forget what. Yeah, when they said 5.
Yes. Yes, 5. I was actually looking at this because I said, well,
were they good laws? Know, I mean, if they're bad laws, I'd rather them not get passed, so.
Sean, the first everybody will recall, because Alabama's own Senator Katie Britt pushed through the Lakin Riley Act. That was S5. It was done real fast. She had done her homework. Everything was buttoned up. Really good bill. Gets it through. And then crickets. We've got some resolutions of disapproval. We've got the Continuing Appropriations and Extensions Act. And that's it.
Okay, so why? So give me some insight. Why? Why is that?
Well, I'd like to put this delicately, because Congress is worthless.
That's not a hot take. Sunrises in the East.
We have abrogated the responsibility. I shouldn't say we have. Generations of congressmen and senators have abrogated their responsibility, said, we don't actually want to do our job. We don't want to do what the Constitution tells us to do, so we're going to keep delegating authority to the executive branch, and then we'll clap or boo for the executive branch. And so what we're doing right now is essentially paying the House and the Senate to go and clap or boo for Donald Trump.
You and I have been talking. I've been talking about this forever. And then as soon as you and I met, we both been talking. This has been going on for quite a while. I mean, things that would be the province of the legislative branch have been just left out to pasture and gotten picked up by the executive branch. I mean, that's been happening different administrations over the decades.
Right. And right now, there's a lone voice out there who's really talking about this. It's actually Rand Paul. Senator Paul is saying, hey, guys, this tariff authority, this taxing authority, this is Congress's responsibility. We need to address this. If we want a tariff and tax, we should do it. But, guys, there's no emergency. This is an executive overreach. What's happening? And everybody's looking at him like he's from outer space. Like all the other Republicans are like, why would you do this? Why would you make this difficult? And I think we're in a situation where we need to just save the money. If we're only going to have government by executive,
yes,
we should just fire Congress and save the cash, because they go and they give speeches and they go on cable news and they are literally doing nothing.
Wait a second. Are you, your idea, your premise here is to do away with the legislative branch? To only have two branches of government now, just have judicial and executive.
Why don't we have dial in by, you know, if we're going to have this level of performance by Congress, I mean, how about we just randomly pick people like we do for jury duty? There's no specific skill. They're not actually, we say, well, do they represent us well? Well, they're not doing anything. So how in the world could they represent us well? Because they're literally not passing any laws. And so they're having hearings. Well, they talked about Doge. This is all just hot air, man, and I am fit to be died.
Jonathan Swift would be proud of the satire, too, of doing away with the legislative branch, but hopefully they're listening. Okay, let me throw this one at you, too. So National Day of Prayer today, and I thought about this. People often will wrap up, they will say, well, I guess in the first run for Trump, people would call me and say he was ordained by God to be president, to fix our country. And it just depends on, I guess, how you see things. I don't think, you know, I'm one of these people don't think that God plays a part in every step in life. I think he sets things up and people make decisions and go forward. But let me throw this out. So you think about him talking about the National Day of Prayer and returning. I think he said some bring religion back. And in a weird way to me, seeing this today, maybe this is biblical. Like a prophet in his own time kind of stuff, like that the vessel for this return in our country is going to come through somebody who is, I mean, let's look at the apostles. They weren't all perfect, right? So maybe that's the vibe here. Maybe I missed something.
Yeah, I think what Trump's doing is, and I wrote a column about this, and it's in the CN. I was responding to Thomas Friedman's column in the New York Times saying that he's never been more afraid for America's future. And I actually feel quite optimistic that Trump is proving that we have a radically overpowered presidency, that we're putting way too many of our eggs in the basket of politics. And we need to stand up and sort of take the reins and say, you know what? We've always said it was the American people. We're the ones that make the difference. And we need to actually do that. We need to put politics in its proper place. I think that's a critical part of making America great again. And Trump is, in many respects, a wrecking ball that's saying, do you guys not see how much latitude I have to just do whatever? And does that not concern you? And I think that that correction is fantastic. These are a lot of policies I like, but they're demonstrating a massive problem, which is the winner of an election has way too much power to change way too much, and we should make it difficult. The state should have the bulk of the authority, and you know what? If Washington can't get along, then they can't do anything because they can't agree. And if that's where we end up, fine. But the supercharged, roid rage executive branch, I've seen it under Obama, I've seen it under Biden, I've seen it under Trump, and this is just not the way we should govern in America.
Here's the rub, though. Okay, so you and I living in idealism town, You and I agree, actually. And there will be people when that criticize when conservatives, when the Republicans are in power, there'll be conservatives like us that challenge the nature of what the founders wanted for government. We're probably not the majority voices these days on that, but we're questioning it. Show me the voices when the left's in power, when the Democrats are in power, that talk about, you know, reassigning the equal footing of the three branches of government. I've never heard it.
It's crickets.
It's crickets. So that's the problem on the pragmatic side. People look at you and I and Rand Paul and say, y'all got it, but you got your nose in a textbook and you're going to lose the fight.
Yeah, and I hear that. But what you're saying is the fight's already been lost, so let's move on to the next thing. If the answer is it's going to be gigantic, supercharged government, it's just a matter of how big. I mean, for example, out of those five laws, we enacted another extension that really didn't cut any spending in any meaningful way. We're talking about higher taxes. I don't know what you think tariffs are, but we're imposing new taxes and we're saying things like, well, don't worry, we'll give you a tax cut maybe. Well, wait a minute. What is going on, folks? Like, we need to look and think and engage, because the truth is, if you're a conservative, you should not just be suspicious of Democrats. You should be suspicious of anybody that's elected and saying, why do you think you're fit to do this and decide this? And I understand people saying, well, Trump will fix it, get out of his way, let him do what he wants. But the whole point of American government is to prevent that, is to prevent a one size fits all. And we hate it when it's a Joe Biden. But if we say we're going to keep the power, we're going to make it bigger, when Trump's there, well, what happens when he's not? And there's a lot of federal vacancies that he's opened up, and there's a Democrat in that seat, and then it's too late to cut it back.
People want to.
It's a problem.
People want to get bored this conversation going. I'm sure they would by looking at the text line right now. How do they find you online?
At D. Cameron Smith. Y'all need to yell louder so I can hear you, but let's go. We need to talk about this in the family.
Absolutely. Cameron, I appreciate it, man. And you know what? Let's get excited about being 16 and getting a driver's license. We'll do it all again next week.
Get after it, bud.
All right, there he goes, Cameron Smith, and we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Let's get caught up here on the, well, work on getting caught up on the Mallory Piping text line here on Midday Mobile on this birthday. 16 years for FM Talk 106.5, launched on May 1st of 2009. They said, you don't put talk radio on FM. I'm like, well, I'm 36 and kind of dumb, and I'm just going to do it. I said, well, you can't do that. Here we are. Let's go to the text line here. Let's see. Marty, tell Cameron this is nothing new. My daughter is 30 years old, and it blew my mind at how many of her friends she had in high school that did not have their driver's license. Just like her dad, the day she turned 16, she was testing for her license. Not only did they not have their license, they had no desire even to get one. I can't imagine being in high school with no license. My daughter was pretty ready to get hers. That was for sure. And my son, who's back, he's probably not listening, but he's been driving around. We're very lucky to have, you know, place where you don't have to have a driver's license to drive vehicles. So he's been driving for a while. But as I say, just because you can operate that truck, it doesn't mean you know how to drive on the road. So that'll be the next thing. But we got a couple years there. But yeah, Marty, I was the same way. I mean, it was, and I would find things to go do. Don't y'all need me to go get a whatever, you know, just so you could go hop in the car? And then that usually got to drive the truck, the work truck thing that we had at the house. But Dad would always have a truck. It was that one back then was the longest cab that Dodge made. It's like an 86 Dodge Ram. The vinyl seats inside, short cab, long bed. But if I had a date and I did all my chores and maybe a little bit extra, Mom had, okay, 80s people, you with me here? She had a Maxima that had a sunroof. Huh? Uh-huh. Date night? You got that right. Mom, can I borrow your car? Let's see. Billy from Fowl River. Remember the day you remember that day you had Wayne with you and I heard his voice. Yep, that was May 1st and 2009. Absolutely. Let's see. This is from unnamed texter. Okay, these are boat launch questions. We'll get to those in about an hour from now. It you know, just to point this out, that Director Bannon has been on the show, been on the outdoor show a couple times over the last few months, even maybe beginning at the Mobile Boat Show from our live event there, talking about the scheduling of these boat launch improvements and what was having to happen and why. So he did talk about it, but then, of course, people don't pay attention then. When it finally happens, then people are going, what the is happening? Well, he's going to join us at 1:30 to talk about that. Also, Brady Petrie from Lanyap joins us at 1 o'clock. Come back. It's more of these texts to get to, but as well, so it was the last waltz. You like that? I know somebody used that headline yet. Mike Waltz and other National Security Council staffers out because of the signal chat leak. I don't even think that headline's correct from Fox, but we'll redeem that when we come back. News right now.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. 343-0106 gets you through on the Mallory Piping text line. Also for a phone call. And speaking of phone call, let me say hello to my buddy Blaine Price at Paris Tractor in Robertsdale. You and I were talking, can I talk about what we were talking about before we went on with the handheld from Steel?
Yes.
This is now taken, would you say in the showroom has taken over like a third of the showroom up front?
Yeah, it's taken a lot. Our new Steel equipment has taken a lot of our showroom up front, but we have a little bit of everything in stock in Steel right now. We're stock full, actually, and people have been coming in and taking advantage of these deals on them right now.
Okay, so this is the handheld, and great selection of that. And then you were talking about this on Tuesday, about being able to put a package together, like maybe a mower and that kind of stuff?
Right. So if you're in the market for one of our new Kubota Zero Turns, we still are offering the zero interest financing on all of our Kubota Zero Turns, as well as our tractors, our excavators, our skid steers, mini skid steers, and all of our Land Pride implements. So if you come in, you're looking for a package deal, we can form you, we can bundle you in a package with all these Steel handhelds. So, you know, I mentioned it earlier in the week about the zero turn mowers, but if you're wanting to buy, you know, a compact tractor or something, we can still bundle some Steel handhelds in on that deal for you.
Selection right now on tractors, how you looking?
We're looking good. We've got all of our subcompacts, compacts, and utilities in stock, as well as some of our larger ag tractors and, you know, over 100 horse ag enclosed cab tractors. We've got a little bit of everything, as well as the Land Pride implements. We've got a wide variety of all different types of implements, whether you're looking for bush hogs, pallet forks, box blades, discs, tillers. We've got a little bit of everything right now. So come by, see us. We're still offering that zero interest financing on these tractor deals.
All right. Tell them how to find you.
We're right here in Robertsdale on Highway 59 at Paris Tractor. Come by, see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 8 till noon. You can give us a call at 251-947-4171 and visit us on our website at paristractor.com.
Thank you, Blaine.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. There goes Blaine over at Paris Tractor in Robertsdale. A couple things. We'll get to the text line in a second. Here it is again. Just a couple things popped up since we went to the news break. So this story from WKRG, and it says now a lawsuit aims to. Isn't this the second or third of these? Lawsuit aims to stop Okaloosa, that would be Okaloosa County, from sinking the SS United States. A group out of Brooklyn, New York, has filed a lawsuit to prevent Okaloosa County officials, or just says Okaloosa. I'd put county in there. But Okaloosa officials from sinking the ship. Last fall, Okaloosa County commissioners voted to buy the SS United States for $10 million and sink it 20 miles off the coast of Destin, creating the world's largest artificial reef. Okay, it talks all about that stuff. And you know that. But here's a new point. Members believe the historic steamship should be saved and turned into a floating hotel and museum in Brooklyn. Well, hey, Brooklyn, y'all have had how long to do that? This is the thing that gets me. that there's been a couple lawsuits now, and this there was a proposal to President Trump to stop this from happening. That ship has been mothballed for quite a while. And they didn't do anything. And now finally, it's somebody does something, makes a move here, and now they're trying to stop it. You know, Okaloosa County, I'd say this. And I know the benefit long-term for Okaloosa County for having the dive destination out there with the ship. But I would say, okay, fine. You know, you want it to stop so badly? I'll sell it to you at $300 million. $300 million, you can have it. And have them come up with the money, get $300. I mean, if you're a council member, you know, county commissioner in Okaloosa County, Florida, and you buy the thing for $10 million, you send it, then you sell it for $300 million, I think you get reelected. I'm just throwing it out there. But it's weird. Like they had, it's not like this just came up that this ship was mothballed. They had all that time up there where it sat, didn't do anything with it. And the second somebody tries to do something with it, here you go. Also, I know it was discussed earlier this week, but a reminder too, coming up on Tuesday, it's a forum for the Mobile mayoral race. It's going to be, so it's not a debate, but a forum. It's from 6 to 8 on Tuesday at Cottage Hill Baptist Church. I still don't, I think there's a lot of people attending. I do not have a full list of who all is attending, if all qualified candidates are attending at this point or not, but I think it's... I think it's more, for some reason, I guess Dalton said it, or I was talking to Dan or something, it sounded like it was more people than maybe some of the previous forums they've had before. So that's on it. Also, update here that the commencement address with President Trump in Tuscaloosa, Roll Tide, is going to be streamed. I know that and maybe elsewhere, too. I'm sure elsewhere, too. But I know I got a note here. Fox 10 is going to be streaming it. So you'll be able to see it there. I think that starts this evening. We'll talk about that maybe here in just a little bit. I think it starts, it's 6 or something tonight. All right. Now to the text line. Then I want to get to this Mike Waltz thing. Mike, thank you, Mike. Happy birthday to the best formatted station around. Love all the shows, especially Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile. Whoop, whoop. And certainly can't leave out George Williams. Absolutely not. Man of mystery. Well, thank you. Thank you. Happy birthday wishes coming in there. I like it. I like it. Good stuff. Yeah, it was a, you know, it was a roll of the dice 16 years ago to put talk on FM, but we did it. And, you know, every birthday we get, I'm very appreciative of it. And 16. How about that? 16. Well, there's some texts are saying, Sell it back to Brooklyn for $15 million. No, sell it back for $300 million. How badly do they want to keep it from being sunk? I mean, if they're paying attorneys and trying to file injunctions and all this stuff, I'd make a better... I mean, $5 million is not a good enough return. They've showed me their hand. They really want this thing back. Okay, we'll see how much you want it back. New York. All right, the Mike Waltz story. The last waltz for Mike Waltz. I have issue here with Fox's headline. And it's semantics, but I've talked about this for the last month. It says Mike Waltz and other Security Council staffers out in latest Trump purge following Signal chat leak. Signal did not leak. It was not hacked. What happened with that could have happened on any... You could have the most secure platform in the world, and if you're a dummy and don't double-check who's on the group text, and you put a reporter on from the Atlantic, it's going to leak. And so the obsession with it being Signal, I don't get. And it's not, I mean, I've told you I use Signal, all that, but there's like, it's not that it was Signal. It was the fact that nobody hacked into Signal. It's because they added somebody in the group chat that shouldn't have been added to it. Now, the fact that he's out at this point, why did it take so long? And I'm serious about that. It's, you know, and you say, well, I mean, this is a bad deal. He leaves his congressional seat in Florida to take this job. And leave, okay, but still, it was a big screw up to put that person in. And I would say, you know, the next Signal gate, as they called it, thing was Hegseth and with his group chat. This is stuff that you've got, I mean, you got to double and triple check. I'm truly left slack-jawed on this. And it wasn't the thing. People are like, they're using Signal. Fine, use Signal. Just don't put people in the put people in the chat that are not supposed to be there. So I guess Waltz is out. I don't know. Word out. People saying maybe Witkoff would replace him. That's one of the headlines. This is from Times of Israel. Said White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz said forced out. Witkoff may replace him. Said the dismissal reported this morning. Politico reported that Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff, who has spearheaded the U.S. role in talks to end the wars in Gaza and Ukraine, has led negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program, is being considered to replace the outgoing national security advisor. Waltz's deputy, Alex Wong, an Asia expert, that's the staffer they were blaming at first, who may be the responsible party. He is out as well. So there you go. So Waltz is out, 51-year-old former Republican lawmaker from Florida. Waltz faced criticism inside the White House when he, in March, was blamed for accidentally adding the editor of The Atlantic to the group chat in the Signal messaging app, describing the details of the imminent U.S. bombing campaign in Yemen. So Waltz is out. Wong is out. I think there's maybe one more here. And what do you think? You get Witkoff. Put Witkoff in that position. I don't know. That's the latest. But the fact that a head rolled on that, why is anybody surprised? It would be the Biden administration that would have something like that happen and nobody would, pay the cost. Speaking of those kind of things, too, anybody still waiting like I am? Patiently waiting for the expose on who leaked the Dobbs decision for the Supreme Court? Remember that? They were on that when that was leaked early. Remember, the Supreme Court is not immune to the leaks, and then they said, well, they're going to get right down to it, and they're going to find the leaker from this. Remember that thing? I'm still waiting. Just waiting to see when something new comes of that. I guess Witkoff is fine. I don't know. But I don't have a problem. People are saying, well, that's a real loss for Republicans because Waltz gave up a seat to take this job. That's a level where you just get the one screw up, right? At the level of that, you get the one screw up. Once again, the focus on it being through the Signal app, I think, is unwarranted. But the fat fingers put the wrong person in on the text message is reasons to be gone. You're gone. You're fired, right? Now, I don't know if this Trump term will be like his first and we'll have these big oustings of firing people. I mean, you think you have people that are a little different maybe than he had in his first 4 years. But this is not uncommon, all right, for Trump. And in this one, I completely understand it. So your thoughts as well at 343-0106, Mallory Piping text line and telephone. Hey, thank you. All kind of like birthday emojis, too, coming in on the Mallory Piping text line. We enjoy that as well. And do us a favor. Download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's like a digital multi-tool. Lets you listen to the station, text the station, call, send talk back messages, see show schedules, all that kind of good stuff. One place, the FM Talk 106.5 app, available at the App Store and at Google Play.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. This segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Clint Jamison at Adventure Earth Bicycles. Spring sale underway right now. E-bikes in the mix. What he calls the Amish bikes, the non-electric bikes as well in the mix. He said on the e-bike side, he's got Fuji e-bikes. These are like the most popular. I think he probably sells more Fuji e-bikes than any other brand. I'm guessing, Clint, if I'm wrong, let me know. But Fuji e-bikes, regular $1,800 for the e-bikes, right now $1,200. The Denago Commute 2 e-bikes, regular $2,100, right now $1,700. He said we just received more Ufreeze e-bikes and Big Sur e-bikes. And he did this, he did a big order. I think I heard, it was this morning, Dan and Dalton were talking about just how some of the trade numbers and how they were up and then they came down because so many companies took advantage of buying up stock before the tariffs went in. Same thing that Clint did. He said, I ordered lots of e-bikes and regular bikes before the tariffs kicked in. Thus, I'm not planning on raising prices anytime soon and will not raise prices on items we received before the tariffs went into effect. Also, all of our bikes are UL listed, the batteries, electronics, and motor, which is important with these e-bikes. You know, there's a lot that are, as e-bikes have gotten more popular, and I've watched it, they're for sale online, you know, on Amazon, a lot of places. You got to check that they have the UL testing, right? Because you're going to have that thing in your garage, you know, or under in a shed or something like that. And you got to have a battery that has been tested that's not going to spark up and give you that kind of fire. And the bikes and batteries and electronics that go with the e-bikes and adventurous bicycles, all UL listed. So check them out there. Best thing to do is go take that test ride. With 75 e-bikes in stock at any point, you can find the right electric bike for you and also the right non-electric bike. You can take test rides as well. So 400 plus of the non-electric bikes, 75 plus in stock at any point with the electric bikes at Adventure Earth Bicycles. They're at the corner of Little Flower and Airport in Midtown, kind of catty-cornered across from Ruth's Chris. They're online at adventure-earth.com. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get y'all outside. All right, to the text line here, Mallory Piping text line. Like, let's see, we're doing some a combination of the SS United States and birthday wishes. Joshua, this is a good point. So Joshua is probably on my track here, said the SS United States was retired 56 years ago in 1969, the year Woodstock, Batman, and Star Trek went off into the air and USA went to the moon. But now, you know, they've had all, we're on the same page, Joshua. They've had all this time, and this is like the second lawsuit or injunction that's been filed against Okaloosa County that just bought the ship. Nobody else wanted it. They bought it. They're going to make a and now everybody cares, right? It's the, you know what the effect is? You've seen this, parents, and I'm sure we did it as children. I just don't remember it, but parents, like there's a toy the kid has never played with, you know, for a year or two in the house, and friend comes over, you know, we're talking about toddlers, a little bit older, and they have a little friend come over, and the other kid then plays with the toy. Immediately that becomes, now they want that toy. Now they got to have that toy. You're like, kid, you hadn't touched that thing in, you know, forever. Oh, it's my favorite. That's what this is. Thank you, Joe. Says happy birthday. Enjoy the content. Thanks, Sean. You are welcome. Thanks for listening. That way we all keep jobs, and I appreciate that. Mob Dog, I like your hustle, Mob Dog, said sell the ocean liner back to Brooklyn. Okay, then we can get a group of guys to file a lawsuit against them for making it into a hotel museum. We'll keep this ping pong game going. this guy, Michael, that's kind, because he's talking about what happens on the weekends here too, which is, you know, I mean, it's not easy to do. So I'll just say I got a fantastic staff and host here to make this happen. Doing live radio 7 days a week is just not something that happens in this country much anymore, let alone, you know, here at home, having a locally owned station that has shows. People come in here every day. I've been around this business 30 something years, and it's not, we are the exception. But yeah, Michael says a happy birthday. My weekends definitely wouldn't be the same without y'all's awesome weekend shows. Everything from PSR, Prep Sports Report, to the Outdoor Show, to Truett, and the best by far, Bill Finch, are some of the best radio on any station anywhere in the country. That's very kind. And Michael, I say that about Bill Finch too. I mean, he's a national talent. He just happens to be one of our homeboys. Fire Dog said, started listening in 2010 when we moved here. Sean and Wayne in the morning, Midday Mobile with Sean, Football in the Evening with Sean, Late Night Aliens and Bigfoot with Sean, Early Morning with Sean. You know why that happened. You and I talked about that one time, Fire Dog, right? It did because I didn't have money for anybody else. I was paid for. I did every show because I didn't have any money to pay anybody else to do shows. So that was reality. Chad, when's the FM Talk 106.5 Signal chat launching? Oh, I'll let you know by mistake and add you to the chat. All right. Adrian said all classified material should be conducted on the CyberNet, especially when dealing with military strikes. Supermom, what's up, Supermom? Said happy birthday to my favorite radio station. I'm well informed on various subjects due to a multitude of shows, and I appreciate it. We appreciate you. whoever this is, unnamed texter, made me laugh. Said happy birthday. You sound like you've been doing this for at least 16 months. That's right. It's 15, but we're, you know, we're rounding up there. All right, coming back in just a couple minutes, Brady Petrie from Lanyap is going to join us. A lot to talk about with him. You can get your text in for him and questions on the Mallory Piping text line, 343-0106. And then at 1:30, my personal phone got text about it. I saw the Mallory Piping text line getting text about it. Saw social media people talking about boat launches on both sides of the bay getting repair work done. And why is it being done this time of year? Didn't they know that? Well, it's a discussion that we have had on the station. You go back in the archives and listen to Director of Marine Resources Scott Bannon and I talk about it a couple times over the last couple of months. But if you didn't, you could just hang out to 1:30. He's going to come back and talk with us about that right here on the Day Mobile. All right, news straight ahead. Be right back.